Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Minus the Brian on this Monday afternoon, as the big guy is off doing some heavy lifting. Undisclosed location in the Fox Valley, and in Brian's absence, I have asked the one, the only, Todd Alba to join me here in the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side. And Todd, how are you doing on this Monday afternoon?
I'm thrilled, I'm happy, I'm honored. You know, for a guy like me, I feel like I've been down in the minor leagues, and I got called up to the big show. To the full-size network for the afternoon. So it's just, you know, I'm just like a kid in the candy store. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I'm glad that you're excited about it. It's going to be a fun Monday afternoon. I'm excited that I join you for some Tuesday tangents on your show across. We've planned out the Todd Alba Show on Civic Media in Richland Center, WRCE, Lake Eyre in Amory, that's WXCE, as well as Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, which right now is broadcasting the Chad Holmes Show, the terrific Chad Holmes Show.
Absolutely.
Up in Wausau. But glad that you're able to see. To me, I'm not big time. I just
sure
get an hour. You've got 3 hours to fill every Monday through Friday, and you're joining me here for a kind of a bonus hour on this Monday afternoon.
It's just quality time with our great people here. That's what it is. And you're in the Metroplex of Madison and Milwaukee.
Yeah, that's true. We do get to cover those.
I drink my coffee and hang out in hay bales in Western Wisconsin in the morning. And look, that's where I'm from, so I'm happy to do it.
Yeah.
But here now I feel like I should put on a better shirt.
No. We don't dress up around here. At least I don't. And to my mother's dismay, she always kind of is like, why don't you wear this? You're wearing a sweatshirt to work? What? And Mom.
You try to connect with your guests, right? Not too many people in suits and ties listen to us, I don't think.
No, I always feel overdressed. Some days I will wear like a collar or even a tie and a suit coat, depending on the needs of the day.
Sure.
Because you
gotta
know.
But you're an important person. You're the operations director.
Whatever comes across my desk that day is what I handle. And so some days I have worn a suit and tie before to work, and then I get on the airwaves, and it feels weird when you're broadcasting in a suit and tie, though. James Santel, host of Morning Cannolis on Saturday mornings, does it pretty much every appearance that he does across Civic Media. But for me, I just feel overdressed then. And I don't know what about it, but it just doesn't feel right. But Todd, for those who aren't familiar with the Todd Alba Show, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So grew up in Richland Center, Wisconsin, out in southwest Wisconsin. Started my broadcasting career back in high school, out now one of the Civic Media properties, WRCO, the FM side of WRCE, and was there for 17 years in a part-time role, on and off. Went to school at UW Platteville, a communication major, and then got into politics, well, even before that at a young age, and spent 25 plus years, almost 30 years working in politics for guys like former state senator Dale Schultz, one of the last now extinct moderate Republicans in the state legislature, and also former U.S. Congressman Scott Klug, again, also a moderate Republican. He was a pro-choice Republican, believe it or not.
Back then,
And also was one of the few Republicans that supported the Clinton assault rifle ban back in 1994. So, yeah, very fortunate, have a lot of great opportunities. I have since left the Republican Party after the debacle that was voter ID and other measures back in 2011. Did some other things in my life, retail and other things. And now, you know, the good folks at Civic Media took pity on me and said, how about having a show? And I said, thank God you brought me out of the desert.
So back to radio.
So back to here with all you fine folks, and honored to be here.
Well, and I'm really excited to have you on the show today, because the time that I've got to get to know you over the past couple months as you've joined the Civic Media team. Your insight and the perspective that you bring has been refreshing. I like having conversations with you, Todd, and so I'm really glad that we can kick back and forth some tangents on this Monday afternoon.
Very kind. And it fits in because anybody knows me knows that I, too, am a tangent-esque person. So this fits my personality.
Hey, Brian and I put this show together because we have many trains of thought, and sometimes they run into other stories, and sometimes you just have to jump from one to the other because they don't intersect so well.
And let me just say for all of you regular listeners out there, I am keenly aware I am not worthy to fill the chair of Brian. I will simply do my best to keep it warm until he gets back another day or so.
Yes, yeah, we really appreciate you. Folks, if you out there want to share a tangent with us from over the weekend, 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media here in Madison, broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM, as well as the Shaw in Waukesha, Oshkosh Air Support in Oshkosh, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, Lake Air in Amory, and radio from the center in Richland Center. And it is MLK Day. We're going to get into a little bit of that later. But coming up first, where we're going to lead off with our tangents today, Todd, is an interesting story that I've been hearing murmurs about it, and you covered it on your show today, and you gave me more insight from something that I haven't been paying attention to particularly well myself yet, and so wanted to kick off the conversation because it seems like Wisconsin Republicans may be nervous or at least worried or something along those lines for the spring election result or the spring elections coming up. We've got a primary 5 weeks from tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah, it's coming up fast. February 21st is that spring primary. And then a general election on the spring ballot, April 4th. And so this is a headline over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Wisconsin Republicans are voting to place a welfare work requirement on the April ballot. Here's why it's all about the Supreme Court election. This piece written up by Molly Beck. And you brought it to my attention, Todd. So what are your thoughts on what the Republican Party is doing here in Wisconsin and what this amendment would potentially mean for the April election?
It would mean nothing. I mean, I shouldn't say for the election. It would mean nothing if it passes or doesn't pass. That's what I'm trying to say.
It's not a binding referendum. No.
So Molly Beck did some great journalism here, putting this together, as Luke said, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And essentially, the Republicans decided, Devin Lemahue, the majority leader, and Robin Voss, Speaker of the Assembly, are going to take this up tomorrow. And if passed by both houses of legislature, which we know there's a 99.9% chance it will, it would put on the ballot the following question in a non-binding referendum. In other words, no matter if it passes or it doesn't, it has zero effect on state law. This will be the wording or the proposed wording in the non-binding referendum. Quote, shall able-bodied, childless adults be required to look for work in order to receive taxpayer-funded welfare benefits? Unquote.
That's the question.
That's the question.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Todd, but I believe for Wisconsin, in our state already, there's a work requirement tied to receiving unemployment benefits.
Absolutely.
So the party of less government is going to put this non-binding referendum. They're going to go through the process of convening the state assembly, the state senate tomorrow, to vote on this that is, as you said, all likely going to pass. It will be put onto the spring ballot for the April general election. A question that doesn't do anything because we don't have binding referenda in the state. That's just not how Wisconsin accepts laws from constituents. You can't do it. It's not a binding legal referendum. So it's advisory, and it doesn't do anything. And the question that it's asking is already covered on how the government functions. What? So why are Republicans doing it?
Well, as a former Republican, somebody who sat in some of those rooms, don't know for sure. My best guess is, based on my experience, they're doing internal polling on the Republican conservative side, and they're seeing numbers that they don't like. In other words, maybe not direct head-to-heads, but they're gauging what they call excitement factor or momentum factor on the Republican. They do it on the Democratic side as well. And what they're seeing is that Democratic voters, are more excited to go to the polls on April 4th to vote for a Supreme Court than on the conservative or the Republican side. And most likely, my guess is, because the big issue that's been talked about thus far in the Supreme Court race for the state of Wisconsin is that if the progressives, the liberals, could pick up a seat, that would turn the majority of the court over to the liberals. That would mean they get to choose who the chief justice is, which opens up a door for a lawsuit to come before the state Supreme Court challenging the current maps or the redistricting from a year ago. And so thus, the chance that the maps could be redrawn under a... And let me make clear. Republicans also, Luke, have said for years, we don't want activist judges on the court. We want them to interpret the law as it's written.
I see, but when that actually happens in practice, when Brian Hagedorn interprets the law as he sees fit and it is against what the Republican Party or conservatives here in Wisconsin have believe how a case should be determined, they get a little outraged at Brian Hagedorn. They call him a traitor and say that he was the worst elected Republican, quote-unquote, conservative Supreme Court justice in recent history. Not to point out that that is the... Before this past fall's midterms, Hagedorn was one of, I believe, only... The only Republican win out of 12 elections between 2017 and 2022 that Republicans won. So,
funny how that works.
Interesting to see that the independent-minded justice, Brian Hagedorn, gets criticized for not being a judicial activist when Republicans say they don't want the judicial activist. Very interesting. I am joined by Todd Alba this hour of Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. If you want to share a tangent with us, 844-967-2789. We're going to get into a little Sunday show action from yesterday. Senator Ron Johnson indicating... on this topic before, he doesn't understand how a referendum works in the state of Wisconsin. He said that voters should decide whether or not they wanted to overturn the 1849 abortion ban. So not him on the Sunday shows talking about referenda this time, but he and Chuck Todd kind of got into it, and I want to share that with the folks. And it's also an MLK Day, so we're going to share some of his words and some more tangents as we continue the show. 844-967-2789 if you want to contribute a tangent. Well, we're going to be right back. Stay tuned.
I can't get a hold of myself. Breaking all the rules, playing games with my hell. My love says.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined this hour by Todd Alba, host of The Todd Alba Show, across several civic media radio stations. You can learn more about what we're doing here at Civic Media by going to the website, civicmedia.us. You can see all of the stations, all the programs, including Dueling Tangents and The Todd Alba Show. You can check out past episodes through the podcast. You can also find those podcasts on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher. There are so many, Todd.
Everywhere.
So many different outlets for podcasts now. And it's like every day I feel like there's a new one popping up. So we'll try to be on all of them, folks.
Just put in Dueling Tangents and Luke and Brian can be in your pocket wherever you go. And let me tell you, if you ever had Luke and Brian in your pocket, you might take him with you too. Not that I know. I'm just saying. It's great entertainment. Because the point is, the Civic Media app.
Yeah.
That's where you got to go.
You can download that as well. You can get all the streams. You could jump around from streams, which is my routine in the morning now. Like, I'm jumping from stream to stream. I'm listening to Up North News with Pat Kreitlow in the mornings. I'm listening to the Todd Alba Show on Lake Air or Bull Falls or Radio from the Center. Listen to a little Earl Ingram as well.
Earl does a great job.
Yeah, I love Earl.
I wish we were not. We're all at the exact same time, and we kept thinking because I like to have Earl on my show because he has a great take on life and things, a lot of experience. So we're trying to. Well, do we tape something ahead of time? See, what I would like is like the second hour, like somehow we could both be on live on each other's show at the same time.
do a little, what was the crossover episode?
Yes.
Like that.
It's
yeah.
exactly what I want. So I don't know. We'll see. But Earl's a great guy.
Well, I can tell you that we're doing a lot of fun things in 2023, and we might have to bookmark that one down as something that we absolutely want to try to do of some crossover. Maybe Chad Holmes and Brian and I can do a little crossover here in the 2 o'clock action too.
Chad's been on my show a couple of times. Great guy. And for those, let me just say, for regular listeners of Dueling Tangents here, because Luke's a pretty humble guy from what I've seen so far, this dude is keeping, not only does he be here co-hosting with Brian, he's like, you know, helping with the engineering. He's making sure the commercials get out. You know, I mean, he's getting lunch for people. No, man, I get lunch
for myself.
But honestly, we appreciate everything you do. Very, very impressive.
Thank you, Todd. Yeah. Thank you. And I appreciate you joining me on this hour. You can be like Todd, or you can be like Dick here in Madison, calling in, sharing his tangent. Dick in Madison, what's on your mind today?
The guy's name fails me, and it shouldn't. I shouldn't have. I heard it this morning on Up North News. This wonderful Republican gentleman that's beating his chest and thinks it's great that they've tamped down the vote in Milwaukee County.
Robert Spindell.
Thank you. Is this not the lowest form of life possible? I mean, to literally brag about it? I don't get it.
It is baffling.
I really don't.
It's baffling, Dick, because and this is just a, you know, we were going to share this tangent a little bit later in the show, but we'll jump to it now, Dick, and we appreciate you calling. But the Robert Spindell revelations from the quiet part that normally doesn't get said out loud got said out loud in multiple places, typed up in an email, distributed, and bragged about for the Republican Party, the GOP in Milwaukee, talking about the 2022 election results, that minority voter turnout was down, and it was thanks to Republican-led efforts for the city of Milwaukee and in the county of Milwaukee. And it's absolutely disgusting. It is not the only disgusting thing that Robert Spindell has done. He has shown he participated as a fraudulent elector in the 2020 scheme to attempt to overturn Wisconsin's rightfully elected election results for President Joe Biden, winning the state's 10 electoral votes. He participated in that scheme. He then continues to sit on the Wisconsin Elections Commission as a Republican appointee by State Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu that voted to not look into the 10 fraudulent electors. So he sat on the commission that oversees elections in the state of Wisconsin and voted in a 3-3 designed for gridlock commission that then wasn't able to do any investigation into the 10 fraudulent electors. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled moot on that as well. And it's frustrating that there's nothing looking into the fact that Robert Spindell is a bad faith actor and has been able to continue to sit and serve on a commission that just allows him to get away with it. I don't know, Todd, what are your thoughts on Robert Spindell?
Here is the direct quote, in case listeners aren't familiar. This is what he wrote, Robert Spindell, to his constituents or to people he's trying to raise money off of. This is what he wrote. Quote, Republicans can be especially proud of the city of Milwaukee casting 37,000 less votes than cast in the 2018 election, with a major reduction happening in the overwhelming black and Hispanic areas, unquote.
So that was what he was bragging about
to
fellow Republicans.
That they had suppressed the vote by blacks and Hispanics in Milwaukee by 37,000 votes. Took away the intimidated enough to take away the voting constitutional rights of 37,000 fellow Wisconsinites. And the caller is absolutely 100% right. It's disgusting. It's despicable. It's some of the lowest things that you could possibly do. And I mentioned this briefly at the beginning of the show. This is the issue I left the Republican Party over.
Yeah.
It's terrible. And this guy has no business being on the state election commission or anywhere else in state government, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, there were more calls over the weekends for Spindell to resign. This is a story that needs to continue to be talked about. This isn't something we can just mention and then not discuss any further. It is something that Devin LeMahieu should be asked by reporters, his constituents, just by Wisconsinites, every time there is a chance to ask him about this, because Devin LeMahieu appointed Spindell to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And Devin LeMahieu, from my understanding, can rescind that appointment at any time. He can pressure Spindell to step down, similar to how, behind closed doors, Republican leaders were pressuring Knudsen, I believe, who stepped down from the Wisconsin Elections Commission because he had the audacity to say that Trump lost the 2020 election.
Tell the truth. Get penalized.
Telling the truth got him pressured off by, we don't know for sure, but it was probably Senator Ron Johnson. And we're going to get to him and a little bit more coming up on the other side of this commercial break. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents across civic media. If you want to share a tangent, 844-967-2789. Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm joined on this Monday afternoon by Todd Alba, host of The Todd Alba Show, a civic media product across several civic media stations in Richland Center, Radio from the Center, Lake Air in Amory, and Bull Falls Radio in Wausau.
We're here, we're there, we're everywhere.
We're everywhere. I find it too funny because... this song would get stuck in, in my various roles here at the network, I produced Up North News with Pat Kreitlow for some time as he launched, and Chevy, I think, or whatever car company it was, started using that as a background for their ads, and it got stuck in Pat's head, and then he asked me to play it once because it was stuck in his head, and then I kind of kept it in the queue and would... throw it back at him. Just several. If he didn't have a song suggestion for a segment, I'd just start playing. Like, that was one of the go-to ones that I just tease him with, and to a point where he was just like, "This song is just, it's everywhere." And I was like, "Yeah, it is. It's everywhere." By Fleetwood Mac.
That's the point.
So
it's pretty psychedelic when it came on. I'm just like, you know.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's kind of like a little smooth rock. It's good. It's good.
Meditation music.
There you go. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents across civic media. If you want to share a tangent with us, 844-967-2789. And, yeah, the Robert Spindell quotes, I guess. I don't even know what to call them, I guess, because it's so frustrating that is just... It's just reported on as if it's part of the status quo now, Todd. Like, that is just... It's being discussed, and we're just going to go, and he's going to serve on the next Wisconsin Elections Commission meeting, and it's going to be business as usual.
Well, you said it before the caller that they're saying the quiet part out loud now, and again, just to briefly touch up, back in 2011, this is why I left the Republican Party, because at the time they were talking about voter ID and other voter suppression measures, and in a closed caucus, they're talking about putting these bills on the floor. It was Mary Lozick, who was chair of all things, the Senate Committee on Elections and Campaigns. And she stood up and she said, hey, we need to start thinking about what this would mean to places like Milwaukee and the college campuses. In other words, a huge dog whistle to this is really going to suppress the vote for minorities and young people who traditionally vote Democratic.
Or at least lean.
Or lean that way, certainly. Yeah. And it just sickened me. And they eventually ended up, my former boss, he had voted for a couple of them. And then once all this stuff kind of came out, he voted against the last two because he saw where this was headed. But this is, and for those people who might not understand what the game plan is here, the game plan is to pass voter, quote unquote, voter ID and suppression bills. And then they go into places, not the Republicans proper, but their third party, quote unquote, friends or
Americans for Prosperity.
Yes, the Koch brothers, whoever it is. And they buy big billboards in predominantly black neighborhoods. They find a black person, they darken the face to make it even look scarier. They put them in handcuffs, and then the big red letters. It says voter fraud is punishable by up to $10,000 and 5 years in prison. In other words, just to scare the crap out of people, you know, you better not go try to vote, because if you mess up, you're going to jail. I mean, it's the sickest form of, I'm not even going to call it campaigning. It's just flat out intimidation. Taking people's votes away from them, their rights to vote.
Yeah, and discouraging them from participating in the process.
And now to your point, now you've got this guy bragging openly about how, you know, it's great news. We've taken 37,000 less votes cast, and it says right out overwhelmingly black and Hispanic areas. I mean, it's just sick.
It is disgusting, and Robert Spindel's quotes should not be taken as business as usual. And on today, we're going to see a lot of Republicans sharing other quotes of an individual who would be vilified by the Republican Party today if he were still alive. And that is Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. And I think that it is very important on days like today, where we are commemorating and remembering his life that he lived, to share some of his own words. And so one of my personal favorite MLK quotes is, "Make a career of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in." And I don't know if there's a better quote, but I went and I kept looking because I think it's also important to share them in his own voice, to share the quotes that he had at speeches. And the civil rights movement, I think, for far too many people my age, gets chalked up as this black and white movement. It was so long ago. And his granddaughter is only 14.
Yeah.
There are circumstances that MLK could still be alive today. We lost recently John Lewis, an icon of the civil rights movement. But sometimes it feels so far removed. And we see these quotes that get shared. And so I wanted to share a couple from MLK himself. Evan, if we could play those for the people now.
"Also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists. That we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor. The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counters. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes. All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
And so those are a lot of quotes that you probably will not hear shared by Republicans on this day where they try to commemorate MLK. They're going to use the glossier ones. The "I Have a Dream" speech, I believe, will be quoted by several Republican elected officials, and they will share his words hollowly. in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And so I think there are so many more quotes, so many other aspects of the causes that MLK fought for that get removed from today in commemorating him and the service that he committed to. And it's important to point out and have this conversation when, in my opinion, and I don't know, Todd, if you hold the same view, but if you want to try to applaud MLK on today and then actively work against or act like you would have been walking and working side by side with him the other 364 days out of the year, I think that should be called out too, in my opinion.
100%. 100%. We spent quite a bit of time this morning on our show talking about an essay that was on CNN, probably still there on CNN.com today, by John Blake, who did a great job, I thought, and we shared it. To your point, it goes beyond words, and he points out that so many people today, particularly on the Republican side, are going to talk about the kind of the arching, soaring words, the rhetoric, and it was beautifully written, but kind of the very 30,000-foot level of, can't we all just get along? Can't we just look at each other and respect one another? And Blake, in his essay, really goes in and talks to other people. Here's a great quote, because his main thrust to this is that Martin Luther King Jr. was talking about integration, not just recognition, but integration.
Yes.
And one of the people that that was interviewed has this great quote. Quote, if an African American knocks on the door of a white neighbor and asks for a cup of sugar, that white neighbor should see a neighbor. Not a black person, not a Hispanic, but a neighbor. And until our country gets to the point where we're truly integrated and living amongst one another, we're not there yet. And it's awfully hard to have a democracy, a representative democracy, unless we have integration. And let me just say, it doesn't go on one side. The article points out here, there are a lot of progressives who have Black Lives Matter signs up in their yard, and they send their kids to an all-white private school. Until we have people who are willing and recognize the value of having true integration, we're not there yet. So yeah, Republicans have a lot of work to do, much more so than progressives, but it isn't just one party here that likes to pay lip service.
No, there are absolutely politicians that will share these words and not necessarily be driving for the full force of action that MLK was calling for. And I think the quotes talking about how labor needs to be better valued and recognized, how the radical things that MLK was fighting for cannot be glossed over. It needs to be a conversation about how we can strive to be that more just society that he outlines in his dream. Because for far too many, and you're right, there are politicians and individuals on all ends of the spectrum that jump to, they're not there yet. They're going to share these quotes, they're going to share the rhetoric, and they're going to jump to the, well, we should be judging people by the content of their character, not the color of their skin, but absolutely still judge by the color of someone's skin. And we just have to have these conversations more often, in my opinion, because yes, the banks are closed today, the post office is closed today, and outside of some of those minor things that you're like, oh, I can't drop off that letter, or I can't go cash this check.
Right.
There's a whole lot of people not thinking about it. Okay. Yeah. It needs to be a better conversation, because we're approaching Black History Month. It'll start in February, and then there will be a lot of lip service paid there as well, but the action needs to happen in our politics. We can't just justify or accept this politics as normal when we have one of six elections commissioners openly applauding efforts to clamp down on minority voting in the state's largest city and bragging about it. Because the same people that are the same representatives that are sharing these MLK tweets today are not calling for Robert Spindel to step down. And those two things cannot happen, in my opinion. If you're going to share an MLK tweet, if you're going to applaud him on MLK Day, you should be calling, and you want to see a society that judges by the content of the character. Robert Spindel's character, in my opinion, disqualifies him from serving on any commission in Wisconsin, let alone the Elections Commission. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm joined this Monday afternoon by Todd Alba. In Brian's absence, we miss the big guy, but if you want to share...
He's here in spirit.
He is always here in spirit. He's everywhere. That's where Brian is. Brian's everywhere.
He's omnipresent.
We'll be right back. Final segment of the day coming up next. Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined by Todd Alba here in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Todd is the host of the Todd Alba Show, airing 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Radio from the Center, WRCE. Lake Air, WXCE, up in Amory.
Beautiful Amory.
The center there that we're referencing, Richland Center.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amory, Wisconsin, for Lake Air, as well as Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, in Wausau. And Todd, we're doing something fun here for the month of January, kicking off the Civic Media $1 million giveaway on Thursday, January 26th at 9 a.m. beginning then. So if you are a small business looking to get to work with the Civic Media sales team, promoting your business, your product, your nonprofit, your organization, however you want to share your message with the Civic Media listening audience, you can do so with some free advertising. We're giving it away.
No gimmicks.
No gimmicks.
No gotchas.
There's a couple of rules and restrictions, so you do have to check out the website for all the details, but...
You have to be in Wisconsin. You can't be like a big company based in Arkansas.
Yeah, we're not moving a whole lot of product in Arkansas, I can tell you that. I was going to say New Mexico, but you even went...
I went for the hills and valleys.
There you go. But it's going to be one day only, Thursday, January 26th, beginning at 9 a.m., you're going to want to set a reminder. That is when the portal will open. You can sign up and be a participant and receive some free advertising across the Civic Media Network. So, again, Thursday, January 26th, set yourself a reminder. You're going to want to be a part of the Civic Media $1 million advertising giveaway. And we're going to be doing a lot of fun things here in 2023 with Civic Media.
The fun never stops at Civic Media. We actually have hired a director of fun. And let me tell you, she is a hoot. A director of fun. Wouldn't that be a great job? Every day and be a director of fun. Well, people don't know that music that came in at the start of this segment. Luke and Brian actually have a live band. And Evan is like Doc Severance up here. They got horns. They got a brass section. I mean, it's incredible.
We don't have this at 8 o'clock
in the morning.
It gets very mundane, though, when you're like going through the grocery store and all of a sudden the horn section. It can get annoying a little bit. No.
But no, this could be fantastic. In January, first of all, you got the $1 million giveaway if you're a small... Because how many people are out there saying, geez, I had to adjust things during the pandemic, or, you know, we were closed for a while, but how do I get that message out? How do I let people know? We are here to help.
Or you changed up your life goals, and you are now an entrepreneur or a small business owner yourself, and you're looking to get started and get your product now that you're offering out to a larger audience. You can do that with the Civic Media team. We're really excited. Let them know that Dueling Tangents sent you, or the Todd Alba Show as well.
We'll plug your show now.
You can choose either. I don't know if you can click on both.
The thing is, our show will be on the air when it opens. So we'll take it through step by step.
There you go. Yeah. So if you got any questions, you can call into Todd's show on that Thursday morning, and he will answer them directly.
We'll tell you where did I hear it on Dueling Tangents.
There you go. But folks, set yourself a reminder. Something that I usually don't tune in for. I try not to on Sundays because my 2022, I tried to unplug a little bit more. It wasn't really a resolution. It was just one of those things like halfway through 2022, I just felt I was too much online. I was too much on social media, too much on my phone, all of those things. And so I try to make more of a mental note to not necessarily be always plugged in. And so tuning out things like the Sunday shows were one of the ways that I could help myself do that. Not paying attention. And obviously for work, you got to catch up on some of these things come Monday morning. And that's what I did this morning, Todd, because I didn't see it yesterday, but I saw it today. And with a very hefty eye roll, I watched the appearance of Wisconsin senior senator. Fortunately, I have to keep using that terminology.
Actually, I believe he is the new third senator from Florida. That's what I'm going to start referencing him now.
You can make that argument.
The third senator from Florida.
You could make that argument because he was calling in from Fort Myers, Florida for this call with Meet the Press. But Ron Johnson on NBC News yesterday with Meet the Press. Evan, let's play it for the people.
I have skepticism of both parties. I sit here with skepticism a lot of people's work. And I'm curious, were you at all concerned? Your Senate Democrats want to investigate Jared Kushner's loan from the Qatari government when he was working in the government negotiating many things in the Middle East. Are you not concerned about that? And I say that because it seems to me if you're concerned about what Hunter Biden did, you should be equally outraged about what Jared Kushner did.
I'm concerned about getting the truth. I don't target individuals.
You're targeting Hunter Biden. You're targeting individual.
Chuck. You know, part of the problem, and this is pretty obvious to anybody watching this, is you don't invite me on to interview me. You invite me on to argue with me. You know, I'm just trying to lay out the facts that certainly Senator Grassley and I uncovered. They were suppressed. They were censored. They interfered in the 2020 election. Conservatives understand that. Unfortunately, liberals in the media don't. And that's part of the things part of the reasons our politics are inflamed is we do not have an unbiased media. We don't. It's unfortunate. I'm all for a free press.
Well,
it needs to be more unbiased.
Senator,
we're trying to do issues here. In fact,
partisan cable. Look, you can go back on your partisan cable cocoon and talk about media bias all you want. I understand it's part of your identity.
Oh, see, I'm not a big fan of Chuck Todd's. I wouldn't say that Chuck Todd's a huge liberal either. Chuck Todd's pretty much, he tries to be as middle of the road as he can be to a pain.
He does
a lot of interviews. And for Senator Ron Johnson to be asked a tough question, that in all honesty, unbiasedly, that is a tough question to answer because how do you answer that question if you're Ron Johnson?
The way he did.
By attacking the media. Yeah. You have no defense if you're called out on describing the nepotism that he wants to blame Hunter Biden and this whole fiasco that the laptop and all the QAnon conspiracy theories that go with it, and then asked a fair question about Jared Kushner's dealings with the Qatari government during his time as a advisor to the Trump administration. It's really hard to answer if you're Senator Ron Johnson. So he attacked the press, said that Chuck Todd was this ultra-liberal. And
he was supposed to meet the press. He attacked the press.
Mm-hmm. It's very interesting because you can see, if you watch the video, you can go see that Rod Johnson kind of goes into attack mode. It's pretty comical because he uses the same talking points for Dom and Crudy.
Yeah.
Because he says that he can't come on anymore because they argued. They don't actually interview him.
You're either knowledgeable, Ron?
So that was U.S. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin or Florida?
I'm going to call him Florida.
From Florida. Todd Alba, really appreciate you joining me here
Tangents. Thank you. Thank you, Evan. We appreciate you guys.
We always appreciate Evan here on the big show. Folks, if you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast, civicmedia.us. Click on Dueling Tangents. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. Talk to y'all then.
What do you have to say for yourself?
You can't. I mean, my lack of involvement was seconds worth of text.